Lehilom el Capel. Minu ma dawk il-Maltin u għawġinu mudija li ħakom neħilom il-kappella l-kontribuzzi u bitaħħom u li ftit li xejn nafu xkienu jisaf. Neħilom il-kappella. Ċas xwira għora mikrofonu għakom għal-edizzjoni uħra ta' sensi la neħilom il-kappella. Kif taraw din is-sensi la edha kull ma tmur tieħu kważi kważi forma ta' informazzjoni ġdida. Tkellimt ma' kemm il-semmieħ tas-sensiela li jgħiduli u jieħdu gost li s-sensiela taqta' ħafna kurzitajiet tixref ukoll forsi firkejjen mudlama li forsi fl-moddi ma tantx tajna kasom u ukoll tieħu ħsieb li twassal informazzjoni tarif fuq nies li ftit li xejn inkunu preċiżament nafu minn huma. Bħal ħafna pajjiżi oħra anki Malta kellna l-ħabta li minħabba li konna dejjem immexxija minn nies barranin dejjem taħt ħadd ieħor kif jingħad bil-Malti, allura t-tendenza kienet li l-Malti huwa inferjuri għal dak il-barrani. Dan il-fenomenu huwa xi ħaġa li milux li telaqna jekk telaqna għal kollox, għax qatt għandna wkoll okkażjoni fejn ċerti nies iħossuhom inferjuri meta jitqablu ma' nies minn pajjiżi akbar. Hemm raġunijiet validi għal dan il-mod kif wieħed iħossu lejn pajjiżi aqwa minna jew akbar minna u l-ewwel raġuni ovvja hija l-qies. Aħna d-daqs tagħna huwa ċkejken, m'hemmx dubju, u għalhekk imqablin ma' pajjiżi wkoll ġirien bħall-Italja, Franza, il-Greċja fil-Mediterran diġà nħossuna ċkejkna. Jekk imbagħad qabbilna ma' potenzi ma' qawwiet li kienu jikkmandaw Malta, u f'dal każ allura tidħol Franza, l-Ingilterra, daw kellhom imperi, allura il-qies tagħna ikompli jinħass iċken u iċken. U għalhekk hemm ċerta ġustifikazzjoni għaliex konna nħossuna inferjuri. Hemm raġunijiet oħra ekonomiċi, wieħed anki llum. Fl-Unjoni Ewropea għalkemm is-27 pajjiż u mandaqs ma' ħadd ma jista' jiċħad li aħna inħossuna iċken mill-oħrajn. L-ewwel nett għax fid-daqs vera ċkejknin mqablin forsi biss mal-Lussemburgu. Imma wkoll minħabba li l-ekonomija tagħna tikkontribwixxi tħaddem u fl-istess ħin il-mutur tagħha huwa ferm iżgħar minn ta' pajjiżi oħra. U għalhekk ma nistgħux nevitaw li anki oħrajn kellna l-każ ta' Nick Clegg dan l-aħħar li xi kultant jisemmu lil Malta b'mod li forsi ma tantx huwa pożittiv. Alla volja, dan l-aħħar Nick Clegg li wieħed jammirah għall-avvanz li għamel fil-partit tiegħu l-Ingilterra fl-aħħar elezzjonijiet mhux avvanz ta' siġġijiet għax mallura, imma avvanz ta' pubbliċità u forsi anki profil ta' statura aqwa. U għalhekk għandu sehem il-numi deputat Prim Ministru. Mertu tiegħu tal-mod kif huwa bis-saħħa tal-medja, bis-saħħa tal-television l-ewwel darba l-Ingilterra li kien hemm daw id-dibattiti għata figura aħjar u għalhekk tħa profil aħjar. Imma meta semma lil Malta kellu isemmija f'kuntest ftit negattiv li Malta biss għandha sistema ta' amministrazzjoni ċentrali fl-Ewropa kollha. Fiċċokont tagħna tagħmel sens ukoll li nkunu ftit ċentrali ħalija li issa għamel apologija lill-Prim Ministru. U aħna spjegajna li madankollu għalkemm iċ-ċentralizzazzjoni f'Malta ma tistax taħraba minħabba ċokol imma madankollu xorta għandna ħafna deċentralizzazzjoni bil-kunsilli lokali, pereżempju, ovvjament ħarġet l-idea li mhux kollox jibqa' immexxi minn punt ċentrali wieħed. Imma meta tiġi għassiw innu deċiżjonijiet il-kbar. Xorta waħda ma tistax taħraq pajjiż kejken bħal tagħna ma jkollux ħafna diviżjonijiet għax tiġi ħafna ripetizzjoni wkoll ta' enerġija u spejjeż. U għalhekk il-ġustifikazzjoni naħseb li hija korretta li nħossuna iżgħar. Imma kellna iżjed minn hekk, aħna kellna nies li kważi kważi dak li ngħidu jbijaw ruħhom lil barrani, xi ħadd bħalissa forsi qed jgħid li inti daqs kemm tħobb il-Franċiżi mhux wieħed minnhom. Assolutament le, jiena l-ewwel nett inħobb il-kultura Franċiża aktar milli l-Franċiżi per se għalkemm naħseb bħal m'aħna mħaltin ma' ħafna oħrajn Taljani, Qallin, Griegi, Spanjoli, aħna mħaltin ukoll mal-Franċiżi u ħafna minna għandhom id-demm jiġri fihom. Imma mill-banda l-oħra, billi wieħed jammira pajjiż għall-kapaċitajiet li kellu għandu. U li forsi seta tal il-pajjiżna u nafu li l-Franċiżi taw palma minna sensiela sanfasom kontribut misħoq u mhijiex ġusta li aħna Franċiżi bqaw niftakruhom biss għal inċident negattiv wieħed fi żmien Bonaparti, dik kienet il-missjoni u għadha l-missjoni ta' riabilitazzjoni tiegħi. Jiena ovvjament imbagħad m'għandi xejn kontra l-Ingliżi li nħobb narhom, nsegwi anke l-futbol tagħhom u l-Italjani li nammirhom għal ħafna ħafna affarijiet żbieħ. U anke pajjiżi oħra, l-Ġermaniżi, pereżempju, jiena għandi ħafna ħbiberija ma' nies mill-Ġermanja ili nafhom fuq 40 sena. Ġifieri dawn fid-dinja aħna universali u dik hija proprju forsi it-triq li għandna nieħdu mhux għax ħadd jiena m'għax naħseb tagħmel sens li aħna ma ħossuna inferjuri lej ħadd. Kien hemm żmien jien kont tfal fis-snin 50 bħali min jaf semmija tagħna kemm kien hawn li mqar tidħol ġo ħanut tal-grocer u ssib li wara li kien hemm numru ta' nies jistennew għand tal-ħanut ġieli nisa tqal bit-tfal jiena kont inkun magħhom biex ngħin fil-familja u mmur nixtri ħalli naqdi l-ommi kif kien ma nagħmlu kollha dak iż-żmien u ssib wieħed barrani dak iż-żmien l-iktar Ingliż twil twil u bjond u jidħol fil-ħanut u kif jitfaċċa fil-ħanut għaddijo dawk kollha li kien hemm fil-ħanut tal-ħanut kien iqum u jgħidlu "Yes sir, good morning. How can I help you?" U dan kien jaqdi lilu l-ewwel. U għaddijo l-famuż Q li għalmuna l-Ingliżi kellna ċerta attitudni li kważi kważi tuża l-kelma vera kattiva nilaqgħu l-barranin. U għalhekk ukoll f'Malta kellna jien ngħid li għatfadal xi ftit imma mhux wisq anke dawk li ngħidulhom imperjalisti aktar minn l-Ingliżi, ġifieri li assolutament jagħmlu x'jagħmlu l-Ingliżi qatt ma jista' jkun ħażin. U għalhekk jiena naħseb u nħoss li aħna dan is-sens li nħossuna inferjuri għax m'għandna xejn huwa żbaljat. Għaliex il-Malti għandu biex jiftaħar, il-Malti huwa kapaċi, Maltin li telqu minn Malta u ħadmu f'pajjiżi barranin dejjem qataw figura ferm sabiħa u ħafna drabi kienu pionieri f'affarijiet interessanti palma qed nagħmlu f'din is-sens li raġeliet għajna magħhom u għalhekk nħoss li aħna għandna wkoll inneħħu l-kapell lilna nfusna. Meta semmejna raġunijiet ta' inferjorità, hemm raġunijiet anki storiċi. Għaliex il-Maltin kellhom dan is-sens li jekk ma jilaqux il-barrani, jekk ma jmorrux jinħabbu mal-barrani, ma jieħdu xejn bidritt. Kienet kważi sitwazzjoni legali li ma jieħdu xejn bidritt. Għaliex? Għaliex l-ordni tal-kavalliri u llum se niffukaw fuq ktieb li ħareġ Karazi, The Order of Malta Exposed fl-1709 li huwa xokkanti, exposed fil-veru sens tal-kelma, mikxuf l-awwar tal-ordni tal-kavalliri f'Malta fl-aħħar ixieren ta' snin li għamlu għaw fis-seklu 18, illum nindunaw li fi żmien l-ordni meta kien hawn tliet entitajiet imexxu reliġjużi, il-Knisja, l-Inkwiżizzjoni u l-Kavalliri, ordni ta' reliġjużi, patrijiet, li kienu ħadu fost voti oħra il-vot tal-karità u l-kastità, kien hawn ċerta korruzzjoni, kien hawn ċerta laxkezza, kien hawn skandli anki sesswali. U f'dak iż-żmien meta tajt skandlu sesswali mhux bħallum, tispiċċa tajtu iva llum x'baqa' ġdid, mhux kollox aċċettajna mhux kollox isir, imma għal dak iż-żmien meta kulħadd kien jipprova jilgħaba tal-ipokrita jiġifieri li jidher qaddis kollu ċerimonji kważi b'dak l-inċens kollu madwaru taħsbu li jaf eżatt fejn għat-triq tal-ġenna, mill-banda l-oħra kien korrott. Mhux kulħadd qatt ma tista' tajt hekk għal kulħadd u għal ħares kien hekk, naħseb anki f'kull żmien tad-dinja. Anke llum ma tista' qatt titfa' lil kulħadd f'keffa waħda. X'jgħidilna dan il-ktieb Karazi? Dan il-ktieb Karazi jgħidilna ħafna affarijiet se tisimgħu fil-programm. Se jkollna anke inċidenti li slitnihom biex kważi kważi nitkexxu nisimgħu x'korruzzjoni, x'moralità baxxa kien hawn. U minn dawk in-nies li suppost qed jagħtu l-eżempju, il-kavalliri kjeriċi. U se nisimgħu wkoll intervista mal-professur Ġermaniż Thomas Frere li huwa l-awtur li ġabar dan il-ktieb u għamillu daħla interessanti u li għadu kemm ħareġ issa għalbieħ jismu Karazi The Order of Malta Exposed. Ktieb li verament iwaslilna riproduzzjoni bl-Ingliż ta' dak il-ktieb li inkiteb minn Karazi li sa naraw minn huma wkoll li jgħod il fuq minn 200 faċċata. Thomas Frere jagħmel analiżi interessanti, żgħira, impenjattiva qabel ma jirriproduċi l-ktieb. X'għalilna Karazi u min kien? Se nagħtikom ħafna tarif fuq dan matul il-programm, imma tajjeb li mill-ewwel nifhmuha li Karazi kien biss laqam tal-pinna, pseudonimu, li wieħed jinħeba warah. Ġi stampat fi Franza, Lyon, U s-suspettu għalli kienu xi kavalliri u kappellani tal-ordni li ma ferħux jaraw aktar skandli, jew għax kienu rrabjati ġralhom xi ħaġa u ridu jiksfu l-awwar, u li għamluh fl-1709 u wieħed malajr jiftakar sena wara li faqgħet ir-Rivoluzzjoni Franċiża. U għalhekk ma kienx hemm dak il-biża' li xi ħadd se jarrestom jekk isir jaf minn huma għax inħbew taħt dan il-laqam u jarrestom u jitfaħħhom f'xi kantina fejn qatt ħadd ma jerġa' jisma' bihom. Għalhekk kellhom l-arja. Sentej wara 1792 jixxandar ukoll bil-Ġermaniż iġġol Ġermanja u jagħmel ħoss ieħor. Fl-intervista tiegħi ma' Thomas Ferrer mhux l-ewwel darba li kien fuq dan il-mikrofonu miegħi f'daw is-sensiliet, nipprova narbel ħafna u nsir naf ħafna iżjed l-intervista hija bl-Ingliż u għalhekk kulħadd jista' jsegwiha biex insir naf iżjed dwarhom minn huma u l-iskopijiet tagħhom ma jidher skop ċar ħafna li meta ġie ppubblikat mhux biss irid jiddiskredita lill-ordni li kienet waslet fi żminijiet tal-axkezza kważi tajt li Malta kienet burdel sħiħ, imma anki forsi kienet witti triq biex għada pitada il-Franċiżi jitfaw għajnejhom fuq il-gżira Maltija u jilliberaw lill-Maltin minn dan il-madma tal-despotiżmu tal-kavalliri. Qed nuża kliem goff imma dak huwa veru u insibu dokumenti oħra mhux biss ta' karażi li kemm l-ordni fl-aħħar kienet verament niżlet fil-baxx. Żejt naraw dik il-famuża marina in-nejvi li kellu minn ħafna frattarija kbira li tagħmel unur u ġieħ lill-kavalliri ta' Malta kienu waslu b'affarijiet żgħar. Tajjeb ukoll wieħed jibda jara li l-kontroll fuq kavalliri żgħażagħ li kienu jiġu minn barra u dawn il-kavalliri żgħażagħ żgur ma kellhom ebda sens ta' vokazzjoni, il-maġġoranza tagħhom għall-inqas, il-kontroll fuqhom kien marbaħar. U tajjeb ukoll nintunaw li kienu jistmaw lill-Maltin u l-Awċin f'dawn il-gżejjed bħala kważi kważi żero. Tneħħi l-ftit li kienu madwarhom fl-bliet u li talmu ħafna minnhom u li impjegawhom u li ħallewhom jagħmlu n-negozju imma kien hemm ukoll latt ta' abbuż. Tajjeb ngħidu pereżempju li Karizi jikxef li kważi kważi jgħidlek li n-nisa kollha tal-bliet ta' Malta tneħħi n-nobbli tal-imdina u r-raħħala li qegħdin il-bot kważi kollha n-nisa miż-żewġin kienu jgħixu mal-kavalliri, nużaw il-kelma poġġuti. Ir-raġel tagħha bis-sewwa jew bid-newwa kien jaċċetta din is-sitwazzjoni. Bis-sewwa kien jaċċetta għax jirbaħ ħafna favuri, biżejjed ikollu l-impjeg, biżejjed forsi jħadmulu l-uliedu jekk ikun hemm bżonn. Jgħinuh biex jagħmel in-negozju biex jiffavorixxuh ħaġa jew oħra il-kavalliri għax dak kien il-gvern. U kien hemm ħafna minn dan laqizmu. Li ħafna minnu kien ġustifikat għaliex hekk ma tagħmilx hekk ma tgħix. U mill-banda l-oħra jekk il-raġel ma kienx jaċċetta wis din is-sitwazzjoni kera, dan kien jispiċċa jaħdem kważi l-sir, jibni swar, jgħid Karizi tal-Furjana u ta' Korradino kollha minn dawk l-irġiel li n-nisa tagħhom kienu ma' kavalleri kienu jinbnu, għax kważi kważi kien jitfgħuhom f'post wieħed ħaj jikkontrollawhom. U hemm inċidenti fejn dawn il-ħaġa ma saritx kif xtaq il-kavallier u l-arus jew ir-raġel ta' vera spiċċa ħażin li intom ħadd isimgħu f'dan il-programm ukoll. Kien hemm abbużi oħra, kien hemm abbużi li minnaħa tal-Knisja mbagħad li allura kienu ħaġa waħda mal-kavallieri għalkemm impikati għall-mewt, anke impikati minn għandu kontroll fuq il-poplu, u l-Knisja kellha iktar poter saħħa fil-kampanja iktar milli ġol l-bliet għax il-bliet kienu iktar ikkontrollati mill-kavallieri, kien hawn ignoranza spjetata tan-nies u sploita babbus ta' dik l-ignoranza, fidili fil-veru sens tal-kelma. Għaliex, għax Karażi jinnota kemm kienu jintalbu nies fqar bil-kemm għandhom għaxja tal-lejla biex joħorġu l-flus il-ħin kollu mhux biss biex jibnu tempji sbieħ biex jikkuntentaw lil dawk li għatuhom servizzi reliġjużi u jżommuhom bil-flus deħlin. U kien hemm ħafna li kienu fin-negozju nies tal-Knisja dak iż-żmien u nerġgħu hekk nagħmilha ċara li l-Knisja dak iż-żmien m'għandhax taqsam xejn mal-Knisja kif tiġi pproġettata llum. Il-Knisja tal-lum hija differenti ħafna minn dak iż-żmien li qegħdin nitkellmu fuqu u li mhux Malta biss kienet dieħ fil-Knisja mill-Vatikan l-isfel kienet aktar temporali ta' bixla temporali moħħa fin-negozju, moħħa fl-akkwisti, moħħa fil-gwerer milli kien moħħa biex twassal messaġġ ta' mħabba għall-messaġġ ta' Kristu kienu jsiru xorta dawk il-messaġġi imma kieku wieħed kellu joqgħod janalizza ma jistax ikun fl-istess nifs wieħed qed jgħidlek ħaġa tajba ħafna u l-ieħor qed jisirqek ħaj jiġifieri wieħed irid jammetti ċertu veritajiet. U f'dan iż-żminijiet anke lill-poplu kienu jimlewlu moħħu li biex isalva ruħu irid joħroġ il-flus. Issa biex ixar in-niċċa, issa biex jibni tempju, issa biex jagħti karità u saħansitra kienu iwaqgħu lill-Maltin ar-redikolu qudiem il-barranin li dawn mhux biss kollhom ġenoflessi lejn persuni li kienu qed jisfruttawhom imma saħansitra bl-istorja tal-ħanżira tal-erwieħ li wieħed iħaxxen mhux biss il-ħanżira s-saħħa tal-irwieħ, jew bl-iskuża tal-irwieħ, imma ħaxxen ukoll il-but ta' dak ir-reliġjuż li dik il-ħanżira mbagħad jibjaħħa bil-għoli għax ġietu lura fil-għaxija mit-toroq tal-fidili imżoqgħu lesta b'xejn. Kien hemm affarijiet li huma tarhom illum tad-daħq imma dak iż-żmien kienu kollha miksijin b'xi ħaġa verament kienu. Kien hawn ħafna abbuż, kien hawn ovvjament l-abbuż fid-dinja kollha li jużaw it-tfal għax-xogħol kulħadd jaf. Kien hawn trattament lejn l-iskjavi jgħidilna Kariżi tal-biki tara n-nisa skjavi jiġu msawta il-belt fit-triq lejn il-banju biex imbagħad jinbijaw u jekk waħda minnhom imqarti qaf isawtuha kważi għall-mewt. Daw li suppost qed jipprofessaw u jippritkaw il-karità l-imħabba. Kemm huwa minnu dan id-dokument ta' Kariżi? Kien hemm ħafna anke dak iż-żmien kien hemm numru mhux ħażin ta' nies li qalu imma da qed jesaġera, imma da qed jikdeb. Jikdbu wieħed li qed ta' Parsi jew veru ġi għaw Malta bħala suldat fir-Riġiment, kien jismu Riġimento di Malta, u li l-kavalier kienu waqfu fl-1776 biex isaħħu l-forza tagħhom kontra l-poplu li fi żmien mannarino sa naqabel kien qama lihom. U għalhekk riedu jagħmlu ishom merċenarji mid-dinja kollha 1000 ruħ suldat barrani f'Malta li aħares lill-kavalier minn kontra l-Maltin. Ma tantx irnexxielhom għax iktar tard imbagħad spiċċaw daħlu xi 400 Maltin ma sabux biżejjed, imma dawk li sabu ħafna minnhom kienu kriminali, ħafna minnhom kienu merċenarji fil-veru sens tal-kelma. Imma kemm hu minnu? Kien hemm ħafna li qalu li kull man kiteb huwa minnu. Thomas Freller, l-awtur li se nkellmu issa, jinsisti li żgur hemm 80% minnu veru. Jinsisti wkoll li minħabba li l-ismijiet, il-kunjomijiet ta' nies li jissemmu kavalieri u oħrajn b'simhom eżistew vera, kienu vera f'dak il-grat, f'dik il-kariga, isemmi lokalitajiet ta' vera li wieħed jiltaqa' magħhom, allura wieħed forsi jista' jispiċċa jgħid li hemm ħafna verità f'dan id-dokument. Żewġ affarijiet żgħar tal-aħħar qabel ma ngħaddu għall-intervista. L-ewwel punt li l-ktieb fih valur ieħor ta' jispjega ħafna l-ħajja tal-Maltin dak iż-żmien u postijiet li wieħed jgħaddi minnhom, pereżempju jsemmi l-belt, il-belt għalkemm niftaħru biha l-belt Valletta, imma r-Riġiment li jidher li dan is-suldat Kariżi kien fih, niftakru li mhux bil-forsi eżista kif qed innajdu seta' kien ieħor mbagħad poġġa dal-isem, kien jgħid li kien innaħa tal-mandraġġ, la mandraġġ jgħid għax dan Franċiż, u jsemmi li hemmhekk kien hemm l-iktar nies f'qar tal-belt li qegħdin jgħixu, jgħixu diżutli għal kważi kważi id-drenaġġ kien fil-wiċċ naħa ta' Mar Samxet, bil-kemm kontarhom libsin kienu maħmuġin u f'qar. U madwarhom is-swar ta' San Bastian u ġvera Salvatur u oħrajn bis-suldati morara kemm kienu jisfruttawhom iżjed u iżjed. U ta' min isemmi l-aħħar ħaġa allura l-għanja onġi onġi onġella, ġej l-ambasċatore. Ġej il-kavallir, min jaf bħala tfal kemm konna nkantawha u nilagħbu biha li xi hija waħda mit-taqbiliet ħelwin ta' tfal f'Malta. Ma meta toqgħod tiftakar fiha x'kienet, l-ambasċatore kien il-pimp, il-qaħħab, ir-rufjan. Dak li ħabbatlek il-bieb biex martek jew bintek ikollha x'taqsam mal-kavallir A, B, C, D u minu. Madrak il-ambasċatur li kien jiġi ħabbatlek. U tista' taħseb kien ħabbatlek ambasċatur hemm min kien jifraħ forsi għaliex se jakkwista xi ħaġa, privileġġi, pjaċiri, flus. U hemm kien joħata naħseb, mbagħad l-għanja tkompli onġi onġi onġella ġej il-kavallir. Ġej il-kavallir, għaliex wara l-ambasċatu wara il-pimp li qed jagħmilek il-laqa u mbagħad jiġi kavallir proprja. U allura dik it-taħbita tal-onġi onġi onġella kienet verament biċċa negozju li tkompli tbaxxi lill-Malti u tkompli tikkorrompihom għaliex naħseb. Ma nistax niskużaw il-Maltin kollha li jagħmlu hekk għax tgħidu li kieku wieħed marjeċ li l-mara tiegħu jew bintu jkollha x'taqsam ma' kavallier ma setax jitlaq mill-belt u jmur jgħix imkien fil-kampanja jew inkella jmur l-imdina fejn in-nobli donnhom kellhom aktar soduzzjoni maqtuajn tinsewx li l-kavallieri u n-nobli għal Malta qatt ma rnexxielhom ikunu ħbieb tassew għax wieħed ħass li ħa l-poter tal-ieħor. Imma meta tagħmel dawn mistoqsijiet kemm hu faċli li tkun fi triq il-belt qed tgħix komlu. Għandek il-vantaġġ li forsi l-ibnek tibgħat jistudja l-mużika barra jew tibgħat jistudja għall-tabib Franza jew Napli u għalhekk javvanza jew għandek il-negozju fil-familja u inti kull ma trid tagħmel huwa tespandi biex għadha pitada u liedek jirtu dak ix-xogħol ta' jibri għamilt intu kien hemm ħafna minnhom. Kemm hu faċli tirrofta li l-ambaxxatu meta jħabbatlek il-bieb iġiblek il-kavalli. Maria Maria Anna, oh Dio, 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 Dio,
Inkarazi. Skont riċerka ta' Dr. Thomas Freller fl-aħħar publikazzjoni tiegħu The Order of Malt Exposed, seta' kien laqam ta' pinna li warajh inħbew xi erba' kittieba, aktar żewġ kavalliri u żewġ kappillani tal-ordni f'Lyon fi Franza. Il-ktieb ippubblikat Franza fl-1790 u sentin wara maqluf għall-Ġermaniż għamel qos ġmielu għax kixef l-awar tal-qagħda tal-kavalliri f'Malta bla xkezza li ma bħala, skandi sesswali u korruzzjoni. F'inċident partikolari, Karazi jistqar li kavallir li xtaq tfajla Maltija kellu l-ewwel isibilha raġel tajjeb żwieġ biex hi ma tibqax fuq l-ixkaffa. Imbagħad żewġha lil dan u skont il-ftehim bat lil daru żwier ważiljat minn Malta wara li taħ somma flus. It-tfajla s'intendi bil-kunsens tal-familja ditqgħad tassijat kuljum mal-kavallir. Il-pjan mar żmierġ xilla rusta veru wara 6 snin xtaq jiġi lura u jmur jgħix skont iż-żwieġ legali tiegħu mal-mara tiegħu. Il-kavallir ra kif għamel. Arrestaħ u meta dan baqa' jinsisti biex jikxef il-verità, spiċċa vittma u qatluh. Jingħad li bosta miswar madwar il-Furjana u l-ħitan u dimlolja ta' Corradino inbnew minn irġiel ta' nisa li kienu tal-kavalliri minn ma kienx jikkopera kien jintefa' jibni iswar. Karazi jakkuża li ċerti monasteri f'Malta li fi żmien l-ordni kienu jagħmlu pressjoni kbira fuq in-nies f'qar tal-kampanja. Biex dawn jagħtu flus ħajnħelsu min-nar tal-purkatorju. Kienu jħajruhom jibru niċeċ fit-toroq minn flushom u jżommu n-nar ixel 24 siegħa kuljum biż-żejt li ma kienx b'xejn. Kienu jitolbuhom jgħinu jibnu l-knejjes bl-ħlas u saħansitra jilbsu patri minn bċejjeċ ta' katavri biex jiġbru l-flus. L-aktar ħaġa li kienu jitkażaw biha l-barranin u jiddieħku bil-Maltin kienet il-ħanżira tal-irwieħ. Karazi jirrakkonta kif xi kleriċi kienu jaqtgħu widna ta' ħanżir biex il-fidili jarfuh. Fil-ħodu kienu jitilquh jiġġerra bil-ġuħ mat-triqat biex il-Maltin jitimgħuh u jżoqquh u jgħidu. Aw ħanżir tal-Purgatorju. Fil-waqt li l-fidili kienu qed jaħsbu l-qed jgħinu l-irwieħ tal-Purgatorju, l-ħanżir b'udna waħda kien jerġa' lura nsidu fil-għaxija jasmin biex ikun jista' jbiegħu bi-prezzola. Iż-żina ma kellix limiti. L-ordni saħansitra kienet dat xi balijiet xjuħ jiftħu dar għat-tfajliet f'qaru diżutli xi drabi żgħar anke ta' xar snin. Karazi insisti li sar jaf sew li f'dawn id-djar dawn it-tfal kienu abbużati u kienu jiġu organizzati orġi sħaħ. Saħansitra jżid jgħid li fi żmien il-Karnival il-Gran Mastru Pinto kien iħalli li tiġi organizzata l-Kukkanja imma hu kien itella waħda tiegħu fil-Palazz tal-Belt. Din id-darba flokraħħala u rġiel jitqabdu għar-rigal li titla liħ marblu bix-xaħam kienu jkunu nisa Maltin li jinżaw kollox u jitilgħu bl-aħwejjeġ marblu biex jiksbu l-fidet flok frott u wikel li l-Gran Mastru kien ipoġġi f'post l-iktar diffiċli biex tilħu.
Wara dak it-tarif li tajna minn it-tama li kompli waslilkom ċertu inċidenti, naslu biex nibdew l-intervista ma' Dr. Thomas Freller li huwa lecturer fl-Università ta' Malta fil-Ġermaniż, imma għandu dottorat kemm fil-letteratura Ġermaniża u kif ukoll fl-istorja. Huwa bniedem li għaw Malta ħareġ diversi kotba, dis-sena biss jidilħaj uħroġ ma' ħames kotba. Imma intervista tis-sokta mhux biss-illum imma biċ-ċoħra ġimgħadiela meta ġimgħadiela jkollna lilu u biċċa minn xi ħaġa ġdida. U għalhekk nittama. Today we have the pleasure to greet once more in our studio Dr. Thomas Freller, who is the author of Karazi, The Order of Malta Exposed. I think that is the magic word in this title, Exposed. Exactly, who is Karazi? Because here Karazi is almost credited as the author. Was he or they authors? Why the book? Why these authors wanted to vent so much against the order in Malta?
First of all, I would like to say thanks to be invited in this program. Secondly, Back to your question. We presume that Karasi is the disguise for at least three or four people. Two of them were knights of St. John, and the other two or three were priests, all living in Lyon, in the southeast of France, and all of them were Freemasons. In fact, they formed part of a Freemason lodge. I tried, in my very brief introduction, I tried to give some light on this milieu or environment of France in those days, because we shouldn't forget that you couldn't compare France with Germany or Italy in those days. France was on the verge of a big explosion, intellectually, artistically, politically, of course, with the French Revolution. And in this environment or this background, we had to put our friend, so to say, Karasi.
Once the book was published, and we're now talking about 1790, so it is just in the middle of the revolution, practically. You know, the Reign of Terror is ushering in, and suddenly we have this book trying to break down whatever good reputation the order had in Malta, a chivalrous order, a holy order, the bulwark of Christendom in the Mediterranean to save Europe, and suddenly you have a lot of sexual scandals here, corruption. Was there a political scope, particular aim behind the publishing and the timing of the publishing?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, this book couldn't have appeared before. As the French Revolution took place 1 year before, in summer 1789, this book would not have seen the light before that date. It would have been censored, impossible to publish. In fact, when we speak about sex and crime and those details, to put them into contact with the Order of St. John, it was brand new. Before, it was all glory, it was religious, it was a highly reputed order. You wouldn't dare to say that. You wouldn't dare. I mean, you could say it in England. In fact, in England, there were some nasty comments, but England was a different story. But you couldn't say it in France. When the revolution broke loose, cropped up and mushroomed those criticism against this old order, especially an order which still held a lot of territory, power, money, income, all that contributes to see this order as a state in a state in France. And being France on the track to a national state, away from the dynasties of the Bourbon, the Ancien Regime, this doesn't fit anymore. You couldn't allow a state in a state. First, we all know it, that they took away the property of the church, and secondly, then of the religious orders. Not only St. John, even St. Anthony and those orders. Yeah. And this, of course, is a very important point in Karasi's book, because he always blames the order to waste income, fortunes and money. That's what he mentions very often. The order is rich, the order has commanders all over Europe, but what does he do or what does the order do with the money? Nothing. I mean, nothing. It's not my opinion, but it's Karasi's opinion. I guess with this question we touch one of the reasons why this book was published. In fact, it was published in two volumes and quite prestigiously. It was not a cheap production. And we shouldn't forget the impact all over Europe. I mean, 3 years later was published a very prestigious German translation. So you see, the book had some impact and, of course, some counter-attacks from members of the order.
Would you suspect from your research, because obviously you went through the book, translated the book, and finally also analyzed it and evaluated it in a good introduction here, would you say that if one were to suspect, would suspect that it was written from someone inside the order or from an enemy of the order?
One question doesn't exclude the other, because according to Professor Blondy and some others, and myself, it was written by, masterminded by the knight Gaspard de Toulefranche, plus his friends in Lyon, and Gaspard de Toulefranche was a knight and a Freemason. We have to be very careful to misunderstand the order as a unity in those days. We have already fractions. In the times of Lavalette, you had the fractions of the Spanish and the French. But now, in the 18th century, you have fractions of intellectuals, of Freemasons, of conservative parts of the order, and all this doesn't match anymore. You have tension, you have problems, not just because of different nations of Spanish, French, Germans and so on. No, you have tensions because they have developed a different reasoning to perceive the world. Even inside the French lungs, Auvergne, Provence, yes, plus France, we have fractions, we have tensions. And those, our friends, belong to the
progressives.
Progressives, to the progressives.
Mm-hmm. Although there is a hint of they want to stop the order, to annihilate the order. The order has no place anymore in the world and Malta should be free. Something,
yes,
so that effect.
Again, we have to be careful. Karasi doesn't want to tear the order down, to completely erase it from the ground. He wants to keep the structure, but just again to turn it into charitable work, into
vocation,
yes, into a human institution.
They mentioned pious.
Yes.
About, yeah.
Not anymore as a landowner, as a sovereign power. That he doesn't want. But all the other old ingredients of charity, of caritas, taking care of the sick and the pilgrims. He doesn't want to abolish that. So again, it's not a thesis or a book completely against the order. It's a book against Hospitaller Mörder. Exactly. Yeah, against institution which presents itself as a state. He doesn't want that. And in fact, 2 years later, all possessions of the order in France were sequestrated. The book is completely... Yes, more or less. And up to time. Definitely. It's very, very, in German you say, it's created with a hot nail. You produce something overnight. He speaks about the meeting of the assembly in France of the 11th of August, 1790. Okay. A few weeks later, the book was published.
Stuck on time. The character Carazzi becomes a soldier. We have this French guy, Carazzi, who is telling us the story, and he enrolls in the Malta regiment with a lot of adventure, not an easy way. What was the Malta regiment?
It was founded as a consequence of the rebellion of the priests under Jiménez. When Jiménez died, Juan came into power, and one of the first actions was to create a sort of foreign legion. In those days it was called Regimento di Malta, a kind of regimento composed of around roughly 1,000 soldiers who should be in Malta in case of local...
insurrection against the order itself. Like what happened in the rising of the priests in 1775.
Yes. To avoid that, because the order was very much afraid that in those times, when all Europe was in moving struggle, that this would be sweeping over to Malta. So this regimento was a clear anti-local affair. There were no Maltese allowed.
Anti-terrorism.
Yes. No Maltese could enter.
Exactly. I was going to ask you that next question, in fact. Recruitment was in Genoa, Corsica, Spain, Germany, Tuscany, Venice and Milan. This is what you mentioned in the book. Mm. And not from Malta, although there was a small number, some 400 and something.
Later.
Maltese later.
Later.
So the scope of leaving out the Maltese, who had the Cacciatori, had another regiment, was on purpose. It was planned to be against the Maltese, not for the Maltese.
To quell Maltese rebellion. Maltese only came because to keep up this regimento was very expensive. And later on, when the revolution showed its effects and the order lost a lot of money, the order had to check how to maintain the navy, the military and the costs. And then it was decided, okay, if we require or if we take up more foreigners, it's more costly, so let's allow some Maltese. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason. Otherwise, they never would have intended to take up Maltese for this regimento. Because Maltese wouldn't fight against their brothers and sisters.
In fact, you mentioned the navy, and the navy at the time was in a very bad state. Mm. You mentioned that they had 4 galleys, or Carazzi does, 1 frigate, 4 ships of 50 guns. Compared to what the order used to have in its best days, the order must have already shown signs of winding up, practically.
I mean, that's not a new statement, but when the Ottoman Empire was in decrease, the order was in decrease. Because
they lived for each other.
A dialectic partnership. Because then there was no need for the order. When the Ottoman Empire was absorbed by European politics with diplomats and having treaties with France, Austria, Italy, the Italian states, Naples, Spain, there was no danger anymore. And then, I mean, who needs an order called the police of the Mediterranean then against the Turkish or Ottomans? It was of a certain use against North African corsairs. I mean, those were still going on. But for those, you don't need a big navy. 3, 4, 5 swift ships, and you don't need galleys. It was an anachronistic institution, the navy. They had still some successes, but as a whole, it was not any more updated. They had 2 ships of the line, so-called Vascelli, with 64 guns. Those did a good work against corsairs, but all the other ships were more or less useless. And then again, in those days, many knights were not any more interested to fulfill a religious mission. They were in Malta to further their careers and later on going back to their native countries and to join the army. Many famous examples, the Bali de Suffren. Those people were not religious. I mean, they came here to learn, to train, and then going back and to rise in the hierarchy of...
Exactly. It's like a springboard. Malta was like a springboard for them. Nehilom il-kappel. Illum Thomas Freller, l-awtur u riċerkatur tal-ktieb Carazzi, The Order of Malta Exposed dwar skandli u korruzzjoni biz mill-ordni fl-aħħar seklu tagħhom, is-seklu 18, qed jagħtina tarif dwar dan id-dokument stramp imma fl-istess ħin muftieħ għal dak li seta kien qed jiġri f'Malta f'dak iż-żmien. Komplu semgħu Nehilom il-kappel. It's like a kiss and tell story, yeah. What we hear now about Hollywood people and famous people. It seems that Karasi was, as you suggested, a group of three, four maybe authors who were combining their efforts to shame the other. What about the people they mention? Did they create false names? Did they point their fingers at real existing people with the real names?
There's not one false name in the book. All the names, I checked them, I mean, now doing those research since 25 years, all of them are documented and known. A different story is to qualify them as nasty, shameless, and pedophile alcoholics, which Karasi does. This, of course, is difficult to prove. But the careers, the names, the type, and the military actions are all correct. All of them correct. Not one false allegation.
Even their positions, ranks,
everything correct. Everything is, everything is correct. Only their private side for researchers is hardly possible to prove. In my preface, I try to avoid that because it's impossible to say yes or no. It's Karasi's opinion or Karasi's statement, and then believe that it is. And the reader has to distinguish what he thinks or what he wants to think.
Karasi makes other kind of statements, not only shaming the other, but almost inciting the Maltese against the order, although I don't know how much they envisage the Maltese would be reading this in French or later in German. But in a particular page, page 87, you print, which is Karasi's book, that the Maltese would be ready to side with the enemy if someone were to sweep the order out of Malta, which eventually happened in 1798, 8 years later. Do you think this was a prophecy? This was inciting people to do this? Was he addressing the Maltese nation or shaming the order of their behavior towards the Maltese people? Well, nation is an early word for Malta.
It belongs to this zeitgeist. In Europe, in the late Enlightenment, you have the idea of nations, you have the ideas of people and of certain identity. And Karasi is very clear-sighted that he says, in the end, the Maltese will win, because Maltese, and Corsicans, of course, are an own tribe. In the long run, he's sure that the order could not keep them in slavery, so to say, for 50, 120 or 200 years more. Of course, there's some prophecy inside. Good observed. And we shouldn't forget, I mean, the writers were living in Malta for many years. Yeah, they were knights and priests, and they knew the Maltese very well. And this you can feel in the book. It's not like a travelogue, someone coming to Malta for 2 weeks, and then like Patrick Bryden.
And there were many like them in this time.
Yes, like Patrick Bryden being in Malta for 10 days and starting to write a book and daring to know everything after 2 weeks. No, no, no. Karasi lived here, I mean, the authors lived here for many years, and you can feel that.
That is true. And in fact, once you mentioned these travelers, the visitors to Malta of the Grand Tour, this is right diametrically opposite of what those were writing about Malta. At times he was saying that Malta was the worst island to be on, and the regiment was as bad as being in prison. So, I mean, they were exaggerating almost. I also noticed that he speaks about the Maltese a lot, as you have just been saying. And he says that the Maltese had an antipathy against the Spanish. They feared the Germans, they hated the Italians, and they considered the Portuguese without any value. He was French, or they were French. What do you deduce out of this?
That's a French voice. If it's a Maltese voice, I don't know if the Maltese hate the Spanish. In those days,
there are no Corsair books which state Spaniards were against the French, at least.
They had disliked. There was a very big antipathy in those days between French and Spanish. It goes back to the times of François Premier, who sided with the Turks against the Spanish. And in some official circles, of course, it was still, these people in Spain were suspicious that the French were still pro-Turkish and anti-Spanish. But this was a French voice, and we don't know how much the Maltese population hated the Spanish or feared the Germans. I mean, this is a cliche. It's a cliche, but it's a French. It's a very, very French view.
That is true. He also mentions the Casali, the villages in Malta. He says there are 27, and he obviously shares the good points of the farmers in Malta, that they have this limestone to use as compared to other people in cold climates and with ice and snow where they suffer. But at the same time, he says that nothing really good grows in Malta. We import everything, even the soil, to get our fruit. So again, he seems to be sharing Malta is a very bad island, but at the same time, its people have advantages, like with the climate, that others don't. It's not so easy to deduce what his intentions about Malta are in particular. Is he the chevalier for the Maltese, fighting for their rights, or is he somebody who is dismissing the islanders?
I attribute that to the various stages of the making of the book. Let's say we have four or five authors, who knows, and everyone wrote, let's say, a paragraph or could offer his views. That's not a unity. Sometimes I was really wondering, because in the beginning of the book the motifs are much more painted in a nice light. And some paragraphs the motifs are painted a bit as hypocrites and so on. Yeah. That I think I attribute to different authors, which are unified under Carasi. But the backbone of all that, of the climate and the countryside and the soil, is Montesquieu. Because, you know, Montesquieu had propagated this theory of climate and what climate does to people, what the soil does to people. That's very enlightenment. Because every climate, every soil, every country produces its own people. Yeah. And this is very important in the book. If you feel it, very well observes how Maltese farmers produce cotton and wheat. Other authors before didn't do it. And Montesquieu was always insisting that every traveler or foreigner in a different country should observe how the farmers work, how they work land, how they produce their grain, cotton, wine, to get an idea of a nation. And you feel it. Again, going back to France, Montesquieu was French. It's a typical, in those days, a typical French approach.
One aspect which he dwells upon at length and in many examples are Maltese women. So first he says that the Maltese women are like French ones, not very different, but at the same time he compares them to Turkey, which is the opposite, again, side of it. And then we know that he himself had a Maltese girlfriend, whoever is writing or one of those authors, and he keeps talking about her, especially towards the end of the book. And then, however, he leaves her behind him when he goes back to France after his 2 years in the regiment. He says some good things about these women, but he also accuses them of selling their beauty. What do you think was behind this? I mean, he was coming from a background, or they are coming from a French background, where easy life was accepted, but women were still not in society in any position. How do you think he was looking at a Mediterranean kind of woman here?
Now, he blamed the order to have corrupted the morals of the women. If you read carefully, if there wouldn't have been any order ruling Malta, he would say, or no knights and Balis, he would say the Maltese would be much more sane, naive in a way, and much more down to earth. But the order and the church is very anti-clerical in a way. Institutions corrupted morals. That the knights with their money, their power, with their flashy whatever clothes, palaces and so on, would have corrupted the Maltese, especially women, because many of women tried to get knight as a protector and a boyfriend. He blames the order for that. The Mediterranean connection I don't see so much, because he doesn't compare Maltese women so much with Italy. He compares them with French. I mean,
French and then the Turks, because of their behavior with their husbands.
Costumes, exactly.
And costumes as well.
Yes.
And making their husbands angry and jealous.
Yeah.
Maybe that kind of.
But again, Lyon in those days was a very interesting city. Lyon, a merchant town with many, many contacts, distributing their goods via Marseille to Turkey, to Smyrna, to Egypt. And there was a very big Oriental connection. And many people in Lyon or Marseille or Toulon had a very clear idea about the Oriental countries. Don't forget, a few years later comes a fashion is called Orientalism.
The cupolas.
Or painters like Delacroix or
Graziosi.
This is on the verge of this period. No, they could come to the Maltese. I mean, from the complexion, they look Oriental. They wouldn't observe that because they didn't have close contacts, I mean, at least many of them. Again, a French affair.
Nahilom il-kappel. Illum Thomas Freller, l-awtur u riċerkatur tal-ktieb Carasi, The Order of Malta Exposed, dwar skandli u korruzzjoni fiż-millorni fl-aħħar seklu tagħhom, is-seklu 18, qed jagħtina tarif dwar dan id-dokument stramp imma fl-istess ħin muftieħ għal dak li seta' kien qed jiġri f'Malta f'dak iż-żmien. Komplu semgħu naħilhom il-kappel. And it seems that Carasi was also anti-clerical. He was against the institution of the church, how it was behaving in Malta.
Yeah.
He says that the Maltese were stupid enough to be very superstitious, ignorant enough to be superstitious, from money taken for the niche in the street, or else for the church and the Capuchin's tricks with the dummy and making them pay. And he even went as far as mentioning the pigs in purgatory, which is most probably the most ridiculous type of devotion that existed in Malta in those times. He mentions also the devotion for the rosary. We know as Maltese that up to the last war, a lot of this was still in a way present, not exactly in the way it was in the 18th century, as Karazi mentions here, but many parts of it were still existing. Maybe not so blatant. We didn't have monks who are trying to steal the money people had in order to build the churches or for their own use. Again here, this anti-clericalism, was it coming from the revolution? Was it because they were pitying the Maltese? Is it that foreigners looked at the Maltese in churches, kneeling down, kissing almost the feet of priests? They were laughing at them almost, as seeing them very ignorant. Do you think this could have been an authentic European, French expression of dismay at seeing this situation? Or perhaps was it meant to build up something against the church?
The authors behind Karazi are clearly against a church, an owner of property, of money, and a church which can interfere into political actions. The church as such, he doesn't disqualify. He's not a communist, not an atheist. This concept that the church must be strictly separated from the state. Very modern in those days. Later on, in fact, again, this is sort of prophecy. Napoleon did exactly that a few years later. It was in the making. It was in the pipeline. And again, some of the priests, so some of the knights are not bad per se. They're not bad people. They are made bad because of their institution, of the greed for material riches. And that is, I think,
the abuse.
Yeah, the abuse. Corrupted by materialistic concepts. That he doesn't like. Or they, I mean, this collective group of authors.
We keep saying that this book was prophetic, because when Bonaparte came to Malta, practically he put into practice everything that is in this book. I wouldn't be surprised if Napoleon Bonaparte had read this book before coming to Malta.
Might have been. I mean,
it was a bestseller in those days, right?
Bestseller, we couldn't find a proof, but at least it was known by many. You could feel that many people complained. In the preface, I put some examples that with Austrian, German, and French knights were going against it, and you had others who say, no, it's true, it's a perfect book in the right moment. So the book had an impact, the German version and the French version. In fact, we don't know, maybe there were two, three, or five versions, because in those days there was no copyright. So it was very easy for someone to copy the book and to print it again. It might have circulated very widely. It was for sure known by many intellectuals, that is for certain. If Napoleon had it in his hands, why not? Why not?
We wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Because he enacted most of the things that are complained of here. Did the order, at any point after the publication of this book, both in France and in Germany, do any reaction? Did it react to this book? The order as an institution, do we have anything which refers to a counter-publication or a complaint of some sort?
Counter-publications, yes. I mean, there were many historians who said this is invented, this is just blackmail.
Not true.
But the order as an institution didn't take any action against this collective group or this group of authors. We have the knight Flax London, who was Elthetian, partly French, partly German, who wrote two or three pamphlets mentioning it and rebutting, refusing it. But Grandmaster Rohan, there's no clue that Rohan himself as the master, the Grandmaster, did any action against. Maybe he not even knew who was behind. After all, it was difficult to take action. I mean, that's a difficult question. I mean, did the order know who was behind?
Yes. You mentioned also Carl Julius Weber as having discredited the book, and that's in Germany, I imagine.
Yes, in Germany there were many people saying the book is entirely correct. Those were those who didn't like the order and who were intellectuals favoring a concept of a national state. Some of them were saying, no, it's entirely true, this man is right. Others were saying, no, it's completely invented. You have both sides of the medal.
But it did create a sensation at the time, I guess.
Yes, surely. Especially among people who were interested in Mediterranean affairs. I mean, in those days in Germany was a very big book market, as in France, an exploding book market, because it was for the first time books were published without
censorship.
And pushed by princes and by lords. The big cities was a market, and the market responded to demand, to need and demand. And when you put many spicy details, like Karazi did, maybe on purpose, you say.
There are spicy details about life in Malta with
and
the knights.
Yes, and the title promises, this book relates true names and doesn't hide anything. And when you have this in the subtitle and you read it, you might be attracted. It literally,
it's like a soap opera.
A soap opera with a very serious and sometimes bitter, very bitter background. Because when Karazi speaks about the conditions of slavery and of many soldiers in Malta,
women being kicked, for example,
he did not invent. There was still slavery, the banyo, and the slaves on the galleys, and the treatment of the soldiers was certainly harsh. In this context, he doesn't invent anything.
U hemm nagħmlu intervista ma' Dr. Freler, Thomas Freler, għallum, nifakkarkom li ħadna it-tarif u bbażajna da kollu li ħadna għallum mil-ktib The Order of Malta Exposed, miktub minn pseudonimu Karazi li għadu kemm ħareġ bħalissa, ktib ta' madwar 200 faċċata u nissuktaw bl-intervista ma' Thomas Freller il-ġimgħa d-ilha. Sakemm neġa' nitaqgħu għalhekk minn aħdija ċaċ xwieq SMS.